big Cam.
Hi, Mike.
I got deja vu. Here we are. Special mini episode of We're Gonna Need a Bigger Show.
I'm pretty pumped.
Music month. Metallica!
Yeah!
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me zappa zappa da! For a long time, Cameron and I have been wanting to watch Metallica's Through the Never, the IMAX experience that came out right before Christmas. Was it like around Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I guess it was.
And we never got a chance to, but now it's out on home video for everybody to
for
watch.
For your home video library.
So we're going to watch Metallica's Through the Never. We're not going to do a commentary, but we are going to do a before and after. Kind of a review, I guess.
So right now I'm pumped.
Yeah.
This is before me.
Okay.
Right now I'm pumped.
How do you feel about Metallica? I think we should start by...
Metallica is a very divisive band. I tend to go on both sides of the fence for it. I understand why people would hate them.
Yeah.
But I still love them.
I'm kind of in the majority of, like, I love everything up to a certain album.
Right.
Which is usually the Black Album.
Mm-hmm. See, I haven't really gotten into the, you know, the last, like, four or five, but I still, I mean, I was coming of age around Reload.
Okay.
So, I bought Reload.
You still like those albums.
And, yeah, kind of. I mean, it's totally different.
Like, there's some good tracks on those.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot. I mean, I don't think, as a whole, the albums are very good, but that's the thing. Like, until Saint Anger, I could always find a few tracks that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any of the tracks on Saint Anger are any good.
Saint Anger was very brave, but at the end of the day, just not very good. I remember hearing it and being like, this sounds extreme. Like,
yeah.
It just sounded so crazy. And it was brave of them to do it, but the results just were kind of ho-hum.
Yeah, and I mean, it's also one of those things where, because of the publicity around it and how long it took them.
And there's a movie about
it. Yeah, I mean, if you've never seen Some Kind of Monster and you're a Metallica fan, it's worth it. If you're not a Metallica fan, I would avoid it at all costs just because it paints a really self-indulgent picture a lot of times.
It will make you hate them even more.
Yeah.
If you didn't already hate Lars Ulrich enough, this will do it for you.
Speaking of which, I watched, just to make sure that the print of the movie that I got worked, I watched like the first 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who don't know, the film we're about to watch is about this kid who works as like a roadie, I guess. And it's Dean DeHaan from Chronicle and Amazing Spider-Man 2. But he's basically...
He's Harry Osborn. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. He's going to... Like, he's running... Basically, the idea of the movie is that he's running an errand for Metallica the whole movie during a concert. So, it's intercut with concert footage, and then this... And, like, weird apocalyptic shit's happening to him.
Yeah.
Well, so... Speaking of Lars Ulrich, he meets Lars within the first 3 minutes of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Lars has, a posse of people... And he's just walking down the hallway, and he just kind of pushes past the kid and just, like, looks over his shoulder and is just shooting him the dirtiest fucking looks. It's like, let's establish that Lars Ulrich is just a piece of shit right off the bat.
He's the bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so weird. It was, like, a really odd idea. Because, like, the other band members kind of have a neat intro. Like, James pulls up in one of his classic cars, and it's spewing fire and shit, and Kirk Hammett's guitar is bleeding for no reason. And Rob's in a giant amp room, just
rocking out.
Yeah, it's so weird. But then Lars Ulrich just pushes past him and looks over his shoulder.
Lars Ulrich is easily one of my least favorite. Speaking as a drummer, he's one of my least favorite drummers ever.
Yeah.
I've said before, it's like, oh, that's about as subtle as Lars Ulrich. Like everything he does is like, pff, pff. Like it's just there's no finesse about anything he does.
No.
Both in character and. Playing.
Yeah. Remember Napster?
you won one for the musicians, Lars.
Good for you.
You'll
you
never
piece
live
of
that
shit.
Down. On the wrong side of history.
Really though, he's a big reason that Metallica takes as much shit as they do.
It's true.
Kurt, do you know that Kirk has like a huge horror collection?
I seem to have heard some of this on Nerdist, maybe, or just that
Was he on Nerdist?
He's a big nerd. Like, he kind of looks it. You can sort of tell that about him. And the way he plays, like, it's very, it's very studied.
Yeah.
But I remember him talking about, like, playing Dungeons & Dragons, and it seems like horror came up as well.
He's got, like, original Basil Gogo's paintings, and I mean, there's a book out. It's called This Horror Business. I think that's what it's called. But it's just about his collection. It's a hardcover book, and it's a beautiful book. I mean, mm-hmm. but it's all about his horror collection. Not that any of this has to do with Metallica Through the
Kirk's Mirror. Kirk's my favorite.
Yeah. 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 I like James.
Yeah.
I don't really give a shit about Rob. He.
I don't know. He wasn't on Behind the Music. No. I don't feel like I know him.
He's in some kind of monster. That's how that they hire him in some kind of monster.
Yeah, but it never seems like he did anything in the movie.
But it's one of those things. He's the bassist, and ever since Cliff, I mean, all the bassists have been treated like shit.
Right.
So,
very much the exploding drummer from Spinal Tap kind of.
Yeah. Yes. Feeling. So I don't know. I mean, we're gonna check this movie out. We'll come back after we're done. In the interim, enjoy some tracks. Maybe a small sampling of Metallica music. Maybe not. I don't know what's going to happen. But yeah, we're going to...
We may be so pissed off we never even...
Yeah, we just don't even edit this. We just throw it up. When we throw up on it. So yeah, this is going to be Metallica Through the Never. Hardcore laser Metallica. And that was Metallica Through the Never.
I feel like I've been through the never forever.
I've been through the never forever. Mm-hmm. James Het, starring James Hetfield.
So we were both commenting at the end. It says that it was written by all of them.
And if you get a chance to see this, you'll understand why, or like how that's possible. This is one of the most schizophrenic things I've ever seen. But here's the thing. I don't know whether I liked it or... I should say, I don't know whether I would like it if it wasn't Metallica.
No, in terms of story, it was...
There is no story.
It was... Yeah, it was like... A guy's trying to do a thing, but it was all these things happening to him that didn't... They're all non-sequitur episodic kind of things, you know?
Yeah, I guess we'll get a little spoilery, so if you don't want to hear this, then turn it off. But yeah. He takes a pill... Like, Dean DeHaan's character takes a pill.
Who has no dialogue.
None at all. Oh, he's back.
Well, we might be getting a little conclusion.
I doubt it. We're not going to find out what's in the bag. And he's sent on a mission to go... this is Orion, then. To go get something for Metallica. And... You find out that it's... A bag in the back of a broken down truck. Okay. Mm-hmm. But on his way to get the thing in the bag, he runs into a riot that is happening.
Yeah, a riot with like SWAT teams and stuff.
It's kind of like the Warriors.
Yeah.
Meets Doomsday, meets...
But you have no idea why any of this is happening.
No.
It just happens very suddenly. He gets hit, like his car gets hit, and then
it's intercut with shots of him floating in water.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not really sure.
And then we should also say that these scenes are only happening like it seems like we get a little bit of story every 10 or 15 minutes.
I would say that total of like story footage, there's probably 15 minutes,
yeah.
If that.
Yeah.
However, I don't know that I care.
Yeah.
It's visually arresting. I mean, like, the stuff that's happening looks cool, mm-hmm. whether it makes any sense or not. I'm sure that... I mean, the thing that it made me want to go and watch, or, like, pick up the Blu-ray so I can see the making of documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would imagine they touch on the story and what it really means.
Yeah.
Probably.
I get the feeling that it doesn't mean anything, though. To me, it comes across as... Maybe I'm just thinking this after the fact because of the credits, but I'm thinking that it's just four guys, or five, whatever the case is, you know, whether the director was that heavily involved, but them all being like, oh, we'll do this thing, and the director being like, yeah, we'll do that, yeah, we'll do that, and not really taking into consideration whether it would coalesce with everything else.
Well, and how are you going to argue with Metallica? Like, if they say, I want a guy on a horse who's hanging people.
Yeah.
Well, then I want to be in a room full of speakers. Like, I mean, you know, it's just kind of like, oh, yeah, we'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
We should say that the concert is incredible.
Yeah, the concert's great.
It's definitely a best of. You know, it's their biggest hits.
Nothing from newer albums. I mean, no, there was the newest thing is like from Reload.
I think there was some stuff from Death Magnetic.
Oh, okay.
That neither of us really understood or were like familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the music was really good. Like, I really, really dug the hell out of the music.
Yeah, just the stage show and lights and the way they, you know, crosses came out during Death or Master Puppets.
And then, like, the caskets. The caskets are from Death Magnetic.
Yeah.
The giant electric chair, mm-hmm. you know, that they had the arc reactors or, you know, arc whatever hooked up to. Arc reactor, that's Iron Man. Metallica family of fans.
Did we mention that we're watching the credits as we do this? Yeah. That's what that music in the background is?
Yeah, this is not post music. I don't know, it was really cool. Like, it, just visually, it's a cool movie. I don't know. I mean, it's definitely for Metallica fans. I don't know. I mean, if you don't like Metallica, you certainly would not like this movie.
Definitely not.
If you're not familiar with Metallica, I'd say it's a good introduction to their
yeah.
Cameron's cat hates everything.
Yeah, he's in a mood, all right.
He doesn't like howl or meow when
meow. No, he does when he does just in a sense of getting attention. He doesn't like do it like that where he's pissed off.
I don't know. He
just hates strangers.
The thing that he does is he jukes at you like, I'm gonna fuck you up. Yeah. I know.
He has no respect for this podcast.
At all. So I don't know. I mean, it's a solid watch. I mean, I think.
Yeah, but it's exclusively for fans. It's not. Yeah.
And I mean, this goes like, if you were a fan of the Black Album and previous, pick this up.
Yeah.
And I mean, I figure, well, if I get my hands on the Blu-ray, I'll post a little bit more about it.
Mm-hmm.
But this was, I mean, it was pretty enjoyable.
Yeah.
And just some of the visual stuff is really arresting and cool. And I regret not seeing an IMAX because I think this would have been really fucking cool in IMAX.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so. Just didn't the sound, I don't know what it, we kept it talking about the mix, like the sound was kind of
real bass heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. Solid. Now he's done. Just solid. Solid all the way around.
Yep. Recommended.
Recommended by us here at the Bigger Show.
Do you give it like 3 barrels? We stopped doing barrels a while
back. We did stop doing barrels. I might give it 3.5.
Yeah.
I wouldn't quite say it's 4.
Yeah. Because 4 to me is great, where this is just on the upper side of good.
And that's my phone. Yeah, this was really solid. I really enjoyed it. Every time I open my mouth, the cat has a problem with me. So we're going to stop so he doesn't kill me. And we're recording tomorrow.
Yep.
Which I don't think this won't line up. Well, it might in the release rotation.
Yeah.
With Kate and Carter. We're going to play some live music. Do they know that? They know they're playing music?
I'm pretty sure they know, yeah.
Are you sure they know?
Yeah, I'll make sure they bring guitars.
Okay. So, yeah, we're going to have them tomorrow, and we're going to have our podcast with Brandon Brains and Ken Lovett up in the second part of our album countdown.
Yep.
So, and that's Caspian saying goodnight. Goodbye.
See ya.